At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, idiots and slobs and nerds and wherever you're listening to this, this is JMS, and I have been on a bit of a hiatus on my podcast, Hey Idiots, but I wanted to let you know it's just a summer break. I will be back in the fall. We've got some backlogged episodes that have hilarious interviews, and then got a lot of solo shit-talking fun coming your way. Make sure you join the Facebook group, Idiots, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JMS Comedy. To get involved, leave your idiot stories, the personal ones, when you are an idiot, idiots in the news. And if you haven't already, please go watch my new special. It's called Hi Y'all. You can see it exclusively at punchup.live/JMS. It would mean the world to me. I know you'll love it. It's my favorite jokes from the last year or two that I finally put out on a special. And when you join there, you are added to my special guest list, which means when I am coming to your city, you are the first to know. And now, instead of listing dates, I'm just going to run through the cities I will be at for the remainder of this year. So if you hear your city, run over there. And that doesn't mean, this is not an exclusive list. I could still add dates. I do that very often. But if you're in these cities, you need to go there immediately and get your tickets because they're all going pretty fast. Okay, without further ado, here are cities I have currently booked for the rest of the year. San Diego, Springfield, Massachusetts, Boston, Sacramento, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Chicago, Portland, Maine, Nashville, Chattanooga. I'm finally coming to Madison. I'm going to be at the Comedy on State. That one's been on the bucket list for a while. All right, I'm shutting up. Tyler, Texas. I'll be in NOLA for Skankfest NOLA, Louisville, and Minneapolis. I was scheduled to come there December 11th through 13th. I was going to be at Comedy Corner Underground. They're going through like a sale thing, so we'll see. I'm trying to find a new venue or hopefully they find a new space. It's such a fucking rad club. And of course, I've been wanting to come to Minneapolis to headline for such a long time. So hopefully I get that sorted out. Join punchup.live/JMS. You will get the updates. You will get the alerts when the tickets are available. And I can't wait to see you in all of these cities. I'm shutting the fuck up. Enjoy this episode of whatever the fuck you're listening to. Hey, idiots. I'm here with Anessa Frantowski.
Hello.
How are you?
I am fantastic. First of all, I am just so impressed with you.
With me?
I mean, we were already talking about it, but, you know, it's like, look at you. You've got this whole setup here. You do all the things. I'm very impressed with you.
It's an addiction. It's a sickness, but thank you.
Yes.
No, thank you. I really feel as bad as I am at taking compliments or anything, I feel like those little nuggets of acknowledgement probably do keep me trucking along.
I do
little train tracks.
Love and respect. I always really respect a hustler and a hardworking gal.
A working gal.
But we were talking about how I feel the same way. I always feel like I'm never doing enough. And then anybody who lives with me or is around me is like, you do too many things.
Yeah. You need to. I'm the same way that I'm like, there's never enough time. And they're like, you need to say no to something. Say, you need to take one day. Just don't do nothing for one day.
Yeah. And it's not even a relaxing day because it's like you're just thinking about all the stuff you should be doing.
Yeah.
And that you'll have to do immediately after. What I do now is sometimes I do a slow clean day where I just be like, just pick up one item every time you get up. But then it's just like, I'm like slightly tense all day long, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I have to write. If I don't put every single individual cleaning task on a to-do list that I can cross off, I think I just have this like type A. There's a type A person inside me trapped in the wrapper of an ADHD nightmare.
Yeah.
That just wants to go like, I did something.
Oh gosh, you would think I like a to-do list. You would think I would like a to-do list and then I would feel a satisfaction.
I begrudge them as well.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's like something like, I don't know. I don't know why. I should like a to-do list. I should be satisfied with the list. I mean, like, I'm like a messier organized person.
I feel the same way. It's like, by the way, I'll make 8 of the same lists and then never get to the list as well. I don't want to sound like, have you guys tried a to-do list? The people who suggest that, like, to any adult, as if any of us have never heard that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, I lost the list. Yes. But every once in a while, I'll be like, send one email just to go, Yeah.
I hate not completing a list. That's probably what holds me back.
No, yeah, because then it's just what it feels like a thing that I didn't get done.
Yes, but it'll be more like, I remember learning about ADHD, and I'm undiagnosed, but I remember being really upset.
Mostly, I diagnose you right now.
Wow, mostly because I was like, but I thought that was my personality, and I was like, oh my god, I get so obsessed with one thing and then I'll do that thing nonstop forever and ever and ever.
It's like, so quirky. Then you get online and it's yes. like, we all do this. ADHD.
I know. I was like, I don't even want to know, but here we are.
No, the way that, like, I gotta get off Threads. I've been on there a little bit more lately. I'm definitely just trying to escape my own feelings by being like, let me just read things that don't matter. But I constantly get ADHD things, and people will be like, any other ADHDers who do? And then I'll say something that I 100% do, but I'm like, well, I didn't think that was part of ADHD. It was like 1,000 comments being, yes!
And sometimes it's like, isn't that something everybody does? Or I don't know. Like,
no, me too. Have you ever heard about masking?
No.
So masking is this thing. I think it's used more, the term is used more like the autistic community talks about it.
Yeah.
But it's the whole concept, you don't have to be autistic to do it. The whole concept is essentially putting on a mask to interact with other people.
And isn't that everybody?
That's what I think. Like, yes. I'll read people going, I was burnt out from masking. I didn't realize it. I'm like, we're all doing that.
Yes. Otherwise you'd be like, fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker. You know,
I mean, I can't think of any, and it's like, yeah, you should be free to be yourself. But I mean, imagine having to deal with someone on a daily basis who doesn't even a little bit try to fit the mold. Like, if you worked in a corporate place and one person's like, I'm not wearing a mask, they would be a terrorist.
Oh, well, I'm like, I'll tell you what not masking looks like. It means being TMI in almost any situation. And I just learned what TMI was, honestly, a few years ago. Like, I always thought I was open and honest. And I was like, oh, I'm just blabbing my whole life to anyone and everyone. And a mask makes me go, that's not something that the Starbucks barista wants to hear now. You don't have to tell everybody how you pissed your pants today. It's surprising. It's very surprising. You want to express that it happened because you can't believe it happened.
You're like, you guys aren't going to believe it.
Yeah, I like want to tell, like, you know that thing? It's like, I want to tell people immediately when something embarrassing happens.
Oh, me too.
I don't know. But what's that? Is that part of ADHD?
I don't know. Is it like this fear of, like, there's things that I've revealed to people that were embarrassing that there's not a chance, if I really think about it, there's no planet where they ever would have known or found out. But yeah. I do wonder if it's a subconscious, like, just in case my toilet becomes sentient and tries to out me for my diarrhea, I'm getting ahead of the story.
You know what? You've just written an animation, because a toilet knowing all of your worst nights and being there for you on the worst moments of your life, like crying, hungover, barfing in a toilet, getting norovirus.
That's the real Adult Swim. It's just what's going on in your toilet.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hide from your toilet.
That's so true. I mean, we're so vulnerable.
Yeah. That's the, you know, there was, I once did a podcast about, like, your kind of vision of utopia. And we had this conversation about how would you, I think one of the first things I said, well, my utopia, nobody would shit. Like, nobody would shit, right?
Like, they wouldn't have to shit, right?
They wouldn't have to shit. There'd be some other thing. You know, there was some debate about how would we expel waste, et cetera. But at the end of the day, I kind of went back on it because it was like, it's so weird that no matter what's going on in the war, you could be in the middle of the war and somebody has to go, excuse me, I have to go.
I've never thought about that.
Like, you have to, like, we have to sleep and we have to shit. And that's like what makes us vulnerable. And
yeah,
that's
when you're
the great equalizer.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, no matter how cool, rich, hot, successful somebody is, it's like, whatever, when they say picture somebody naked, public speaking.
No way.
Picture them shitting.
Picture them shitting. That's
be like, woo, woo, woo.
Oh, my God. Anytime someone just comes, intimidates you for some reason, if they just feel like they, are more powerful or like what, I don't know, whatever. We all get these moments of like insecurity with people. That's a great, you could literally be the next Mel Robbins with that nugget of advice. Just picture them shitting.
Oh my God. I really feel like I could be the next Mel Robbins.
You, I think so.
Because Mel Robbins isn't like a therapist. I believe is a lawyer, right?
I don't or was even
a
lawyer. Know.
I think, I can't remember.
She's just a woman who regurgitates information that like, and I love listening to her, but oh. So much of her, what she says is shit because I constantly listen to stuff like that and have for years. So often it's something I already have heard, but I go, you're right, Mel.
No, but it's true. It's marketed well. Like it's a simple, like simple is good in the sense that, you know, it's easy to remember yes. and it's applicable, but let's be, we're all, people are, everybody, we're here and let them.
Yeah. She wrote a whole book on like, let them.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has a book or it was just like the first thing that she popped off on her podcast was her 5-second theory.
Ooh.
And that's that, because she talks about having a rock bottom and going through depression, but she's like, just get up in the first 5 seconds. Just take the move in 5 seconds. Wait 5 seconds and go, but it's just like, you can take 5 seconds, but then you have to get up. You have to go. You have to go do the thing. And I'm like, this is not backed in any science. It's just a piece of...
And
take a breath. Like,
well, there's also this thing too that I think is kind of a root of a lot of problems of like thinking everybody is the same. Our natural tendency to think everything is the same, and I've certainly done it. I do it all the time, but it's like,
oh yeah,
it's like we kind of paint everybody with a broad stroke, and that we see it all the time with like relationship stuff on TikTok. It's and now we're like all this constant labeling, like avoidance do this and da da da, and here's how to deal with an avoidant.
They want a box for everything.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, are they avoidant or is that a person who's actually quite, they've in fact left you.
Dude, the fucking, I mean, the things I'll see of people being like, she's being avoidant. It's like, she doesn't like you.
Yeah, or she's...
You're being rejected in a very regular way.
Yeah, it's
you like, were never together.
Yeah, it's like, well, that person hasn't talked to you in several months. It's like, I'm pretty sure they think they've broken up with you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Like, yeah, if you think, if you're like anyone who doesn't want to come around you, if you label them as avoidant, I feel like that's... Is that narcissism? I don't know.
Well, and which is another one that we're...
That narcissists love to go. That's what I hear, is that people...
Well,
like,
or that like we call everybody a narcissist. We call everybody avoidant.
We label everything. We ADHD. Label everything.
We call everybody ADHD. Or we call... and now, you know... And all of these things are true. And I'm saying this all like knowing full well I'm guilty of it too. Right?
Yeah.
That's why you take everything with a grain of salt. Like... When somebody's freshly broken up with someone and they call their ex like a psychopath narcissist,
yeah, okay.
I'm like, we're going to give it a minute. We're going to give it a minute just in case they get back together. And then if they get back together, it's like, well, hopefully you're not getting back together with a psychopath.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys just had an argument.
Yeah. Maybe you just disagreed.
And I think too, like people not wanting to be angry. Maybe that's a really LA thing too. Like nobody ever wants to be just... You can just be pissed off.
Yeah, you can just be like, that fucking sucks. I had a bad day.
Yeah, and I was a real bitch that day, whatever, you know, like, or you could use different language if you don't like the term bitch.
Be a bitch.
If you want to be a bitch, you can be a bitch.
Embrace it.
But like sometimes it's like, you know what? It's like sometimes we have to just explain everything so much. Like it's so much. Can it just be like, you know what? They did a crappy thing. Yeah. I was pissed off about it, and now I'm not anymore.
Yeah, we don't all have to be freelance therapists.
Yes.
Like, yes. You don't have to diagnose everyone you don't get along with.
Yes.
And
yes.
I am so guilty of it. Boy, it's so bizarre that, like, I don't know if it's the culture and I've started doing more of it, or if it's just innate that we like to be like, label. Because even sometimes, I mean, I'm going to say something that is probably not PC. You ever... read some like descriptions of personality disorders that it's like, we didn't need to give this a name.
Well,
that they're like oppositional defiant disorder. He's not gonna listen. He's gonna yell at the teacher.
Yeah.
We don't need to put a label on it.
Yeah, kind of a dick.
Yeah, didn't
a bit of a jerk.
Yeah, it's like didn't change. Yeah, I don't know. There's things.
Well, it's like with personality disorders and like it's like, okay, like, because some of these things, again, it's not like you take a blood test. Some of the stuff is like a series of symptoms that correlate, correlate, and they kind of can, and if you match a certain amount, you
then
could
you're
be,
like, you're this.
You know, but a personality disorder is just another way of saying, like, kind of a shitty person.
Yeah.
Kind of a person that don't care about other people.
Oh, you just fly off the handle and threaten suicide every time you have a bad day.
You don't care if people like you, don't care if they're mad at you, so you do mean things to them all the time.
Oh, yeah,
you don't
antisocial. Care about yeah. It's like...
Yeah, they don't like you.
I guess the label's nice if you're like... want to give somebody a heads up, but then also does getting labeled with a disorder... I think about this with ADHD. Like, does having someone go, you have XYZ disorder... How does that fuck with somebody's psychology?
I think it's like if you...
Now you put that on yourself.
If you are somebody who likes labels, if that works for you, if that gives you like a sense of like, oh, that explains a lot of these behaviors. I feel that like, I feel like for some people, the label really helps them and helps them like get...
Have an understanding of, understanding. They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and possibly even treatment if they need it. And then for other people, the label damages them.
Yeah, or becomes an excuse.
Or it becomes their identity or they like... So I think it's like you always have like both theories, even with like, you know, I certainly, you know, I believe in like medicine, going to the doctor. I believe all of this stuff. I believe in all the things. I believe in all the things. I like all of the options available.
Yeah.
But there is something to be said, like sometimes, like if they say positive thinking and stuff is really important and can really help you.
Yeah.
If the label makes you feel bad and like you feel trapped by it or you feel like...
This is just another like...
Yeah.
Wait.
A thing I have to overcome. You
know? Oh, good. It's not bad enough that I was sad. It's borderline personality disorder or whatever. Where it's like, it's a disorder. And now you're like, oh, I could see, especially with mental health stuff, how people go through like the I'm broken. I'm this.
Yes, exactly. Or again, like we said, there's the spiritual version where it's like, okay. Or you think that you have an entity attached to you.
Okay, wait. We were going to get to this. Hold on. We're going to take a break because what I was going to start on is, honestly, you guys aren't even going to believe the most psychotic fucking crazy shit with Anessa, who may or may not be possessed by we don't know what.
I mean, nobody's surprised.
All right. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay, we're back. And before we dive into this, I just want to say, because we really hit the ground running, I barely introduced Anessa to you guys. Fabulous comedian, hilarious performer, sketch, improv, stand-up, actress, so fucking funny. You already know that at this point.
Wow.
Because you've been here listening. But anyway, so wonderful to have you.
Yay,
and
happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you. And possibly the demon that you brought with you. It's hard to tell. Okay. Just dive in. Just, you have to tell this story.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. It's like... Like we were just kind of talking before, you know, I'm open to anything, right?
Doctor.
Like, I'm open to anything. Listen, have I been feeling sluggish because of some weight gain and perhaps the symptoms of perimenopause? Possibly. Have I been feeling sluggish because there is a demonic low vibrational energy attached to me? We're about to find out. you know, I've been to a couple psychics.
And that's, there's, you don't have to be weird about saying that here, my poor listeners. I've had psychics on. I've driven them into the ground. Because not everyone who listens is a psychic person. I know I have them, but some people are like, well, she keeps having psychics on. But you said to me, you were like, did they all tell you?
Yes. Okay. you know, I'll dabble with the tarot card here and there, but just mainly for fun or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But the couple times that I have gone to a psychic or friends have gone to a psychic, even if it's a good reading, at the end, there's always something like, oh, by the way, there's a dark cloud above you because someone's cursed you. And we can pray it away, but I am going to charge you an extra $300, which of course I always decline that service or whatever, right? Because it is like crazy to be like, oh, there's a demon attached to you, but to get rid of it, we have to say a little prayer and toss a little salt. Yeah. It kind of feels like
I've
got
to pay him off to leave.
Yes. And then of course, my friend was once told there was a demon in her vagina.
What? That's so insane.
So we
and specific.
It's very specific. It's hungry. It eats sperm. And
had she had any? I don't know if this is above, beyond pushing the line. I don't know what the fucking phrase I'm trying to say is. Over the line. Had she ever had a miscarriage or a? Do we know?
I mean, but again, a lot of people would call like a yeast infection a bit of a demon but
vagina is sort of a demon in and of itself.
Yeah, it is. Well, then I started to like look up all of like the history and lore behind that, and obviously it's rooted in annoying misogyny and not wanting women to enjoy sex, etc. You know, like
she didn't come because there's a demon in there. Yeah, my wife won't have sex with me. She's possessed only in her vagina.
Yes, or like the vaginal teeth, she's, you know, God. Whatever, all that kind of stuff. There's like a long history of it, anyway, I'll try anything, right? So ask a friend. I've got a friend who's an actress who has a psychic twin sister.
Crazy.
And I just said, hey, you know, ask your sister, is there any truth when psychics say that there's like a cloud above you or somebody's cursed you? You know, I mean, I don't know who would curse me besides my downstairs neighbor who does not like when we walk on the ground.
That's every downstairs neighbor.
I could just see my downstairs neighbor being like, you... Oh, I curse you upstairs. Anyway, and I do live in an old apartment building and whatever.
So it's got the extra, like,
The extra creakies and, you know, a little bit of extra, perhaps, inhabitants, as it turns out. So
your
anyway,
rent goes up after this?
I casually ask her, like, hey, ask your sister if there's any truth to that. Anyway, she goes, sure. Calls me at 11 p.m. Babe, my sister and I are coming over. I showed her your picture. She went, her house is haunted. Oh, and by the way, there's an entity attached to her. So, So anyway, we're getting it. We're getting taken care of.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So since then, it's like, listen, in the pandemic, I think everybody had their moment where they kind of went the most like loopy. I don't want to use the term crazy. But
I will, because I did, but I know you're not supposed to.
I had that moment where I had used one of those little like swinging pendulums that a friend had sent me.
Oh.
And when I looked at the video, there was a weird sound. And I convinced myself that the apartment was haunted. I went on a cleaning binge because I didn't know what to do. So I called my mother, who is a very dramatic Russian woman who has a little bit of that, like,
oh God,
that vibe. Yeah. So I go to mom, I go, hey mom, I'm worried. I think there might, my apartment might be haunted. And she went, the ghost, was it a man or a shadow? And I was like, neither. It was like a weird sound. And she went, good, good. Don't talk to the shadow. And I was like, okay. And now I'm thinking shadow, probably an entity.
Oh,
probably
wow.
A little vibe entity.
It's been...
Anyway, so mom, very casual, but I then called...
Like not a... Oh, I never mentioned the shadow? Well, stay away from it.
Yeah, just stay away from it. So I was like, that didn't make me feel better. So I called my friend who has like a ghost podcast. And
oh
she was saying that actually cleaning, which is like a nice productive solution if you ever like freak yourself out. But she's like, cleaning, there's a reason why haunted houses are always so dusty.
Because if you clean?
Well, because their dust, this is going to gross everybody out, is skin cells.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like actual like particles.
Pieces of people.
Pieces of people. It's pieces of people. And so I had like a neighbor who died across the hall who was like 100 years old.
Oh my God.
And they couldn't give him a proper funeral because it was like right at the peak of the pandemic.
Oh no.
So I became convinced that this man's dust skin particles.
Oh God.
Were traveling through the vents and into my nostrils. And I could not get that out of my head.
Oh, I would not be able to sleep.
Not only did I think I was like haunted, I thought I was actually absorbing him. I'm like, my throat is getting dry thinking about it. Like I convinced myself I was inhaling this man. Oh my God. So
I'm becoming Bartholomew.
Like this is where I cracked 100% where I cracked in the pandemic. And then so the person who has the podcast also said, okay, yeah, open your windows, clean everything, dust everything. And she went and wear black because the spirit can't tell the difference, can't see you if you're, I don't
somewhere
know, man.
The shadow your mom is talking about is talking about, don't talk to the shadow. It's just
going
to
dress like
it's
the
just
shadow.
Her in black.
Yes, I know. I know. But it's probably that. It's like, oh yeah, so they're a shadow, so you got to dress like a shadow, so they think you're a shadow. I don't know. So my insane ass.
You bought a whole new wardrobe of all black.
I put on a black turtleneck.
You guys don't know, like, this is funny in general, but for those people just listening, Anessa is one of the most colorfully dressed people on planet Earth. Oh. It's so absurd to imagine you in a black turtleneck.
Black turtleneck. So then I had a black N95 mask because it was COVID. And then for my head, black fedora. And that was me.
God.
Just imagine me.
In my home,
dusting like a maniac. And I duct tape Q-tips together and I was putting them down the vents to dust the vents so the skin particles would not travel through the pipes. And that, my friends, is peak madness.
I mean,
absolutely went mad. And here I thought I went mad, but now we're finding out perhaps that day I did open a portal to allow this entity through. And the entity saw me, perhaps, and has now attached itself to me. And so that's that. So everybody thought I was absolutely gone mad, but maybe I was onto something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have there been any like major, I don't know what an entity does to your life. I was going to say post that situation. Have there ever been any things where you're like,
I'm choosing to blame it on my weight gain.
I would actually blame the entity.
Yeah, I'm
in
actually
fact,
blaming...
if I ever gain weight, I'm going to a psychic immediately.
Yeah, this entity, I'm just kind of, I'm going to say it's really into snacks is what I'm going to, more so than maybe I am.
Oh my God, it's like a, like just, I need more.
And at the same time, it procrastinates as well. So yeah, like I said, we don't know if it's an entity or if it is just in fact,
being a woman who's alive.
Yeah, being a mid-age woman or it's middle-age, we don't know. But guess what? It's more fun to blame something. Before I tried to blame my weight gain on a thyroid condition, but in fact, they have yet to diagnose it. So
you went to a doctor and they're like, we have never seen a thyroid more functional.
Yeah, and I'm going, are we sure about that here?
I mean, the way doctors will fuck stuff up or write it off or like... I remember the first time I went in to talk to a doctor I'd been referred to for rheumatoid arthritis. They like didn't even take any blood or like he just asked me questions. I'm like, you're not even gonna like touch my bones or what are we?
You go to a doctor. They're not even using a stethoscope anymore.
Yeah.
You're not even placing that. You're not even hearing my heart. No. A bit. It's true. They're not touching you.
No. And I don't know what lawsuits happen where doctors are afraid, but it's like, if you're not fingering me, I don't think that you're giving me a proper diagnosis. And that's even if you're not a gynecologist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird when they're checking the heartbeat that way.
I had to get an ultrasound on my heart because I got new insurance last year, and I literally went in for a physical because I was on stimulant medication for my ADHD, and I'm like, I just need a new doctor to go thumbs up psychiatrist. And I went to the doctor and it was worse insurance, and I had gone to my previous general practitioner and been like, hey, my Apple Watch keeps being like your heartbeat is so low. And she's like, just quit wearing the Apple Watch to bed. And I'm like, okay, I mean, I am a hypochondriac, I guess.
What?
And then this new doctor.
Just quit wearing the watch. Let's check our heart rates right now.
Yeah,
I've got to know.
Now,
okay, we're checking.
We're checking.
Too low because mine's often too high.
Let's go.
Ugh.
I was at 80 beats per minute 10 minutes ago.
Wow. Okay, that's actually good though, right?
I think that's pretty normal. I'm at 56 right now.
That's low.
It's low.
It's low. It's low.
And it bounced.
But you have
just,
so much energy.
Oh, just went to 49. Oh, the range for the day. If you scroll up, you can see the range for the day on mine. 38 to 122.
Wow. And I'm here. I am 84.
I think 82, that's normal.
83. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're staying. Mine like. So I had said this to my original doctor. Okay, Moki, you can relax. She's like, yeah, your heart. And my original doctor. I mean, a Cedars-Sinai fucking overpriced insurance. And I switched insurances purely because I was like, you know what? My arthritis is in remission. Insurance is so fucking expensive. I can go a little cheaper for a while. I'll just get a checkup, be on my ADHD meds. This new doctor, I go in for the regular physical. She heartbeat, whatever, fucking stethoscope. And she goes, I'm going to refer you to a cardiologist. Immediately.
Immediately. We don't love that immediate referral.
And I was like, she's like, your heart is kind of, it's really just kind of doing jazz. She didn't say that. Can you imagine?
A jazzy heart.
Just like it's, beep, there's, boop, beep, it'll beep, skip, boop. It skips beats and yeah. Like, and the whole point of that wasn't to make it about my thing, but I did, I had never had an ultrasound before and I went in and they were going to ultrasound my heart and they have this wand like this and the man was like smothering it in lube and I was like, Is my heart in my asshole? Why? Why is there so much lube on a fucking thing? I guess maybe because it'll shock you. I don't know how it works.
It's like to conduct. I think it's to conduct. Because I know, I only know that because I use that one from the new face. That like gel and then it like, yeah, that.
Yeah, I guess that is. Are we just ultrasounding our face?
Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know.
Sometimes I do feel like it gives me a little.
A little bit of, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I always feel like I honestly fall for every single scam.
Oh, me too. The way that I'll like be writing down the morning skincare routine of a woman who just pops up in my feed. And then I'm like, wait, this woman has so much Botox and filler. Why do I think the soap that she uses is what's making her hot?
Yes, exactly. It's like those the workout routine that everybody does after they get plastic surgery, which you have to do. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but I'm just saying like we like come
you're
on,
like
yeah.
That's the workout routine isn't, although I have had friends, I've had a couple friends do gastric bypass and then they tell me the diet you have to go on when you get it and I'm like, you know, you could probably save a lot of money just doing that diet. That's a fucking crazy diet.
I know. It's like, isn't that, that's the part that is so frustrating, I'm sure, because it's like, well, yeah, because it's like shrinking your stomach or whatever, so you can't overeat. But yeah, but they're still doing the work.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, no, they're still, it's like perhaps it's easier because you obviously probably feel fuller.
That's true.
But you are on these things, it's like, yeah, you're actually not eating.
Yeah.
So it's still really hard.
Yeah, it's like still challenging.
That's why it's like if you're like somebody like if you're like somebody who's like an emotional eater or something, you can reverse that because you'll just like, I was like, that would be me. I would certainly be pushing it and stretching my stomach and pushing it a bit. I would be the one person that did gastric bypass and then gained all the weight back. I know it. I just know it. I'm sorry. I know it.
Well, because it's like if I was just eating for nutrition and to satiate myself,
I wouldn't be in this position that I'm in now.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just eating because I'm like, I don't want to work on this thing. Or like, I'm sad and I don't want to feel. I mean, there's times where I'm like aware. Sometimes I'm emotionally eating and it's kind of not connected. It's just like this. But there's sometimes where I go, I shouldn't eat this, but I'm so sad. And frankly, I just don't have time to bear this weight of emotion. I'm going to stuff myself with cake until I can't possibly cry.
Oh, I feel like I eat for taste. Like that, I like the taste of things. That I know for sure.
The people who are like, I don't even care to eat. I'm like, is something wrong with you?
Oh, I like the first time in my life, I called everybody. I was like, you know how people say they forgot to eat And then I always say, I've never once in my whole life ever forgotten to eat.
You did a press release?
But yeah, I forgot to eat. It was 3 o'clock and I looked around and I said, I haven't eaten. I was like so blown away by the concept of it. You know?
Am I okay? Yeah. That's what I just get hysterical about everything. Yeah. Hang on, we're going to take a quick break because we're at 15 minutes and then we'll be back because we're having fun. We're back.
We're back.
We're back. Yeah, it's a mind fuck.
You just gotta listen. I'm willing to try anything. I want to do my best here, but guess what? Some things you solve early in life, and some things take a lifetime. Oh, I wanted to get back to. I was like, one of the things I say. I don't know if it's as catchy as Let Them. But the thing that I kind of...
Oh, being Mel Robbins.
Yeah, we're trying to figure
out... A podcast called Hell Robbins, where we're just losing track of what were we trying to help you guys with?
Yeah. Or some... I do feel like something that is simple and palatable that applies to a lot of things. Like if we were really trying to come up with the recipe. We're trying to become the next Mel Robbins so that maybe we can also sell books and podcasts.
And you
maybe,
love books and podcasts, and, everyone. You know,
and I love a funky set of glasses. But the one thing I say a lot of the times is it's going to take as long as it takes. It's going to take as long as it takes. Like for anything, to get over a breakup, to lose weight, to get into a healthy regimen, to find the medications that are right for you. It's going to take as long as it takes. And it's just kind of like, hey, you know what I mean? Like,
you'll get there when you get there.
You get there when you get there for your career to happen.
Especially in this creative field. I think it also applies to anything. It's just like...
Well, because you want to force, like, so much of life is like you're trying to force yourself to be better. I like it's going to take as long as it takes better than the 5-second rule.
Me too. Also, is the 5-second rule... Didn't Nike already kind of get ahead of all of this with Just Do It?
I actually thought the 5-second rule was like, I've heard it applied in improv, or it might even be like, I feel like Alana Johnston actually said this once, but like the 5-second rule of like, if you wait 5 seconds, like me, I'm obviously a talker, but if you wait 5 seconds before you react to something, like that I actually find really helpful. I find it helpful in improv because you won't say... What, like half the things you were gonna say.
Yeah, you don't jump the gun.
Yeah, you don't jump the gun. But if you do it in life, it's like I am very quick with a sometimes snarky retort.
Oh, I love to react immediately.
I'm very reactive. So for somebody like me, 5 seconds of like, you know, your mom says something annoying or something.
Don't talk to the shadow.
And you want to be like, Mom, what are you fucking talking about? There's no such thing as a shadow. I love how Jess has to put down the volume whenever I get
it's not
up.
Even you. It's this thing is, I think this thing has an entity in it. It'll just spike. It'll change on here in the middle of like, you'll be doing the same, not just you, anyone will be doing the same monotone, whatever. And all of a sudden it's like spiking. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, well, they mess with electronics, those spirits.
Oh, if you're in here, can you help us become the next Mel Robbins?
Yes. Can you please tell us the two, it's only 2 words. Can't get any catchier than that. Let them.
Let go.
Let me.
Let God.
Yeah. Let go. Let God. That's 4 words, but that was another big one.
Let us.
Let us.
Let's.
But also, too, it's like what applies to one person's life doesn't apply to another person's life.
No.
So it's kind of like, well, and also, too, isn't the thing is like Mel Robbins is in, and I don't know for sure, but I believe is in an open marriage, too. So it's kind
is
of like,
she?
Well, yeah. So it's like, well, you're letting them. All right. Yeah. But if I don't want, I might.
Yeah,
some of
sure.
us might not want to let that.
Your husband wants to sleep with his secretary. Yeah. Let them.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like you're depressed and your sex drive is plummeting.
Or it's like, and then it's like, well, and then let me leave them if they do that, and I don't want to have them do that. So what are we doing here? So we're all just, well, okay, we're, I don't know, but
yeah. It's also at what point are we not? are we not holding anyone accountable for things?
Yeah.
Let them. No, don't just, if your kid wants to throw a tantrum in the grocery store, no.
Yeah.
Pick them up.
Well, they started, they rebranded No, right? I think in parenting stuff. I was like a nanny for a long time too.
Oh, wow.
They rebranded No, and we're in LA here too, right? Like, sort of like, that doesn't work for me. Like,
imagine, I'm sorry, you're going to say that to a 3-year-old? That doesn't work for me.
And, but it,
that
it's
actually
also
seems
no.
more toxic.
Yeah, it feels like it's like, but that's, it's like, I guess it's meant to, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it's meant to do, but
I don't either. It's like, the way I can from the outside be like, good luck with that as someone with no kids. It's so much easier to be like, that's not what I would do.
Yeah. It's sort of like, if it's like, okay, well, why are you so special? Doesn't work for you, but
it works for them.
Yeah, it works for them putting it, stomping around in mud or whatever. But I just feel like, yeah, there's something about like this culture that they don't want any anger. Like, so it's all about suppressing anger. And it's like, I think again, I just think emotions are you can have a variety of them.
Yeah. What I think is so weird is the negativity that we associate with some uncomfortable emotions, but like we put, like, from a young age there's a negativity put on anger, like sadness. Yeah. For some people, you know, oh, what are you crying about? If you grow up with a parent who's like, oh, I'll give you something to cry about, look, your life's so hard, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how I became such a crier, because my mom is definitely like, it's like, if you cry, it's like, she's almost like embarrassed for you. Like, she's just like, ugh. Like, they find it like, I didn't get like the icy.
My children are weak.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm Russian, Ukrainian, Armenian, should be specified. But yeah,
combo.
Like, I don't, I wish, do you know how badly I want to be an ice queen? Like, I want like that icy, like Eastern European thing where they like, they just don't get bothered, and like the way they deal with men, it's just
wish. And
oh,
I'm like,
my God.
I just am like, do you really not feel it, or are you just so good? And I say that as like, it's so hard, going back to what you were saying about how everyone thinks their experience is like everyone else's,
yeah,
but we're all so unique. I'm so emotional that is... like, logically, I understand people are not as emotional as me, but it's so hard to wrap myself around the concept of like... You've never cried at a Kia commercial? Not once?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, I think there's, like, with, like, the Eastern European thing, I think, honestly, the actual cold has something to do with it. It's a very cold climate.
Yeah, it'll, like, freeze your... You can't cry.
Like, you know, like, obviously, there's not a lot of freedom. So I feel like if you, like, the cold is oppressive.
The oppression is oppressive.
The oppression is oppressive.
Turns out.
So I feel that that can numb you, right?
Yeah.
To a sense where it's like, or if you've dealt with, I'm sure if you have like other worse stuff going on in your society, and, or, you know, you probably maybe don't worry about the small stuff as much, right?
Like, oh yeah, it's don't kind sweat of, the small stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, whatever. It's like, you know, probably having anxiety is a luxury if you're like...
Nobody ever wants to have that conversation, but it's like, if you are in a place where you can be aware and get diagnosed for your depression, you're actually doing okay.
Yeah, well, and
you can not get out of bed and still have a bed. That's kind of impressive.
Yes, exactly. Obviously, if there's like a war or something, you are going to have different priorities and you won't have the time maybe to focus on
self-actualization.
Yes, but then I heard that the hierarchy of needs isn't real either, too.
What?
Of like,
well, first the food pyramid, now things. This?
Yes, all the pyramids are marketing
Why
campaigns.
Why did I never think about that?
Of course they are.
Maslow was just trying to sell us a book.
Yes, so I don't know. All the apparently love languages is not real either.
Oh, well, tell that to my skin that wants to be touched.
Because don't you like them all?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? I had an ex take that test and he was embarrassed to tell me his response because he's like, well, all of mine are kind of even, so I think I failed. And I was like, well, you're a fucking idiot, first of all.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know, your love language isn't having your brain. But
actually, I like words of affirmation as well.
I only like gifts. Don't even look at me.
Oh, my God. But there, it's like, well, yeah, I like hugs. I like kisses. I like gifts. I like when people tell me I'm pretty.
Spending time together.
Yes, I love acts of service.
Oh, my God. Me, I've learned to love acts of service. There's a deeply insecure worth issue part of me for a long time that was like, please don't do me any favors, because I would think I would like owed someone something. Yeah. I'd be like, no, I can do it myself.
I get that. I totally get that. And I think that's why if I trust someone and then they do, it feels extra good for me, because it's like, what? Like, you know, like, oh my God, like.
The bar is so low, by the way, for me on an acts of service. Oh my God, you put my plate in the dishwasher.
Oh my God, like, oh my God. Somebody like fixed like the base level on my television. And I was like, what? I've been living with poor sound quality all this time. I thought my TV was buzzing because it was old, but it's actually because the bass was set to maximum.
Oh, the like bass.
Literally like two buttons pushed, and I'm like, thank you, sir.
My ears stopped ringing finally.
Yes. I know. Oh, God. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. No, oh,
an act of service.
It's
is
so like I
think all love languages are is like, how was love expressed to you growing up? I would bet that most people are doing more of the thing that they got more of, maybe.
Well,
it could be the opposite, where they're really into something they lacked.
Well, yeah, my parents, you know, definitely worked very hard. I'm from immigrant family, and they worked really hard. So through action, like through the behavior of like doing the actual real things that I needed to succeed in life.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, my I got physical affection, like hugs and kisses for sure. Aww. Definitely. Probably too many words of affirmation. Definitely my mom brags about her kids. So
I love that.
I think that's a classic, you know, that's kind of can be a classic mom type.
Oh,
like,
she's so funny. She's so great. She's so smart.
Yeah. But she's there's the always best. A bit of a twist. Okay. So this is like a funny story that I like. My poor mom. We're really.
Hey, look, we'll have you back and we can go all over my mom next, because I got stories.
But one of the things I was self-conscious of when I was younger was the size of my areolas, which I thought were like too big. But of course, you know, again, it's like, this is even before like online porn, right? So we're talking like,
it was just a thing, the odd nudie about yourself
or something, you know, like. And I gotta say, now just for the record, actually quite mid-size. Turns out they can be a lot bigger.
Turns out they can get the size of my entire breast.
Yeah, they can, especially after you have kids, I guess, because they get bigger when you have kids.
They do.
So the kid can see where the nipple is.
When I was in like a freshman in high school, my friend's older sister, she was in her early 20s, she had a baby. And I walked in and she's breastfeeding. She goes, hey, Jess. And I looked at her and with like, just not taking 5 seconds, I went, hey, nipples. Whoa.
Wow.
There is so much nipple. Just was blown away. This is good to know. I just thought she had nipples.
Exactly. Now we know that there's a range. There's a range for everything.
And by the way, never in the years of tomboying and often being lumped into groups of male friends have I heard a man go, I liked her, but I had to walk away because of the nipples.
Yeah, the areola specifically. The area around the nipple.
Yeah.
Like it's like the surface area around the nipple.
No, thanks.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like, and honestly, like I do think that, yeah, I don't care when, I think that we should all be happy to see any pair of boobs ever.
Yeah, boobs are a gift.
Yeah.
They literally give life.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone, gay, straight, man, woman, anything, that doesn't appreciate a good set of titties.
Yeah, and if you do feel bad out there, if you feel like, oh man, I have put on weight, like I always think about, like, it's like women always like freak out when they're like, oh, you know, I've gained weight, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, we're literally okay with like fat sacks here and here.
Suddenly, if it's in a slightly different place.
But if there's like a fat sack here or here, like it's
enraging.
Like boobs are the weirdest thing because it's just like fat bags.
Fat bags. I'm going to call people with tits that now, like big tits. Hey, what's up, fat bags? Can you imagine?
And so it's just like, it's so arbitrary. Beauty standards are so arbitrary.
It's
like
so weird. It's all marketing.
It's all marketing. Hair here and here, but not here.
It's all designed to sell us shit. They make you feel bad, so you buy the fucking, and all of it.
It's a nightmare. So when I was younger, and this is like, you know, the era of like magazines, that's what was ruining our body image then.
Oh my God. The old days.
The old days.
Self. So Vogue. Style.
Yes.
And Cosmo. Anyway, I'll stop. I just
got YM.
Oh, yeah. Remember Tiger Beat?
Oh, well, yeah.
JTT. Born for Children.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But so I had like expressed to my sister, my older sister, that I was self-conscious about the size of my areolas. And again, my mom just wouldn't react the way other moms would. Like, you try to like do something where another mom would be like, oh, don't feel bad. Like, my mom would get like weirdly angry or something. Yeah. So it was like, you know, so I'd mentioned this to my sister or whatever. So I don't even know that she's told my mom, except one day my mom just barges into my bedroom. And like, I'm like in like a robe, a fresh from a shower. And she's like, you have beautiful breasts. Who needs these tiny nipples? Who needs them? It's so like intense.
That's such a beautiful story of a mom trying to love her daughter.
Yeah. And it's like, and okay, it's like trying to make me feel good, but then also insulting tiny nippled women. You know what I mean?
Like, your sister's like, in the room like, what? Yeah, yeah, that's she has crazy tiny nipples. She's like, what's wrong with tiny nipples?
I know. So, you know, it's just so, I don't know. It's so weird. Sometimes, you know, I know people think, they go, well, maybe I'm an alien. But then yesterday, Jess.
Oh, God, what's coming?
Yesterday, I started feeling around my scalp. And
I think I'm an alien.
And then I started to feel, I was like, do all scalps have those lumps? And then I just got into my head. I was like, maybe I am an alien.
I do it
maybe all
the time.
This whole time, I'm like an alien in a skin suit. And I, you know,
it's fun.
It's a fun thing that oddball kids fantasize about.
Yeah. And sometimes adults.
Yeah. And sometimes it's real.
Yeah. Sometimes I think I'm a starseed that came from a specific star in the sky. Sure.
Yes. I think I'm a special star from another planet.
But I think other people are too. I don't think I'm the only one.
I'm not a narcissistic star.
No. I'm from a very... Amicable.
Yeah.
Amiable. I'm from Arcturus.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, I think I just got high on mushrooms once and looked at it in the sky and then had that high thought. And I come back to it sometimes.
You are fun in an alternate space reality.
She watched me do mushrooms.
So the time you did mushrooms and I just watched.
She tried to stop me, but I guzzled them down. I took them and I was next to Julia in a lawn chair. And I felt bad because I was in this very like peaceful. I mean, it sounds dark, but I was almost in a place of like, I accepted death. Not like in that moment, but I just felt like I'll get there when I get there. Life's going to work out.
It's going to take the as way long it's
gonna,
as it takes.
Yes. Like it was just like a very like. It is what it is, and it's beautiful. Life is beautiful. And she was very much having I need to talk through every anxiety and every, I'm realizing things about myself. And like, in the right headspace, I love to be a support person for a friend going through these, like, I'm realizing, I'm like this. But like, I kept coming in and out of realizing she was just constantly talking to me about these things. And I'd be like, oh, I don't know what she was saying. And I eventually like looked over and was like, hey, I just want you to know that I really care about you, but I'm time traveling. So I'm not really sure what you've been saying. And then I just went back in and she's like, no, it's okay. I like went back into a blanket and was like,
it's true. There's like that.
I blast off.
Oneness with the universe kind of experience. And everything that all the research we have, well, what I love the idea of like that our brains release DMT before we,
yeah,
you know, and people can take DMT and kind of get that sort of what that near death experience is, and what your near death experience is going to be relative to what you've been indoctrinated with. So
yes.
If you're religious, you'll see religious things. If you believe in aliens, you'll see aliens and all. So we're all like impacted by that. But there's this kind of common experience. And again, whether this is an actual like kind of like spiritual kind of crossing over experience
or
it's our brain
just being like
DMT. Like we now know we are like slaves to our hormones and all this. Like, but, and I'm kind of like, either or.
Yeah, either way.
Whatever it is.
Light me up.
Light me up, right? So where it's like that feeling of like, ah, you probably have this feeling of like, ah, this is all a big gag.
Yeah, it's like that you, it's like you're suddenly in on the...
The joke.
The joke of the universe.
You're in on the joke of the universe. Like, I'm in this fucking skin sack with my fat bags.
Yeah.
I'm just supposed to be having a laugh. This is all over in a blip.
Yeah, it's like, I don't need to take everything so seriously. Yes. Why am I worried about who follows me on the internet?
Yes, exactly.
What is the internet?
Like, exactly, right? That it's just like, and I'm sure that's what wisdom is as we get older. Even now, I'm sure you feel like all the stuff that we were worrying about in our,
high school and 20s. Things that seemed so important.
Nothing at all matters. Because here's the thing. And when you start to kind of figure that out, that's when life really gets serious. That's when, you know, like people start to get sick. You start to, you know, lose people you care about.
Yeah.
And it's just like, then you're like, oh, now everything else seems even more trivial, right?
Oh, yeah. When some like big major event happens and you go, who cares if I send an email?
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing at all. Like that part of like just realizing that life is more not about what you're, it feels like the early part of life is all about accomplishing, achieving, and wanting to get all this stuff done. And then you realize sometimes too late, hopefully not, that no, this is life. The experiencing living of it, doing the actual living. This is the life every day is like, who are you talking to? What are you doing? What are like, this is the life.
Yeah,
this
that's the doing. Secret of life is like living.
Yes, you must enjoy what is today and like with whatever you have. And then do the best with what you got. I mean, are any of these catching on? Like, let them rock what you got. I mean, that's somebody
rock
else's.
What you got. Oh,
that's somebody else's.
Damn.
But it's got to be. Yeah.
You play the hand you're dealt. Yeah. That's definitely. One.
Yeah. But what's a comparable metaphor?
Use. If you don't use.
Yeah. No. Use it or lose it. That's one. If you don't. Yeah.
Accept what you've got. Accept, I mean,
go with it. Go with it.
Just go with it.
Whatever it is, go with it.
Yeah.
Go.
It, yeah.
If you have any ideas of what
ride the wave.
Hey, make the wave. Make waves.
Yeah. You know they say if you're out swimming, in the ocean at a beach, and the undertow sucks you out, you're supposed to just not fight it.
Yes.
That's life.
Don't fight it. Don't fight life.
Don't fight life.
Yeah. Don't
just
fight
let it.
Let
it suck you away.
Yeah. And if you go with the flow, that's go with the flow.
Oh.
Yeah. Go with the flow. If you go the flow of the water, it'll take you back to shore.
It'll take you back out.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what I was fighting. Choking on that water that I choked on earlier. And I did pull a muscle because I did seize up. Unlike the time where I was hit by a car and I was listening to my Discman at the time and I was loose. So that time I really went with the flow.
Wow. That was fully hit by a car.
That's my near-death experience.
Did you see anything? Wait, okay. This is what we're in. Because speaking of near-death experiences, you genuinely had a near-death experience where you were obviously hit by a car. We all heard what you just said.
Yeah.
Not a metaphor. Yes. Get hit by a car.
I was unconscious. So I did have an experience of like waking up on the road and seeing like a woman above me. But I think that was a real woman. Oh. I don't think that was an angel.
Someone going, are you okay?
Yeah, because she was telling me because I was trying to get up. It's always more, you know, when you like, you don't feel as bad as the people feel for you. But it's like, I remember waking up and just seeing this woman's horrified face.
It's like, oh my God.
And it's like, oh yes, because my face is off and I'm covered in blood. So
you're like, yeah. No, really, I'm fine. There's this comedian, Jeff Sheen, who has the funniest bit about getting hit by a car, trying to catch the bus and then getting on the bus. And everyone's like, oh my God. Sorry. So you saw a woman, but we think... This is just an actual...
I think she was telling me to stay laying, and I just kind of remember looking around, and I remember seeing the feet of the man who hit me, and he had a truck. And I'm not saying it was his fault. It wasn't. I was jaywalking in front of a bus. But I always, like, thought about, like, can you imagine hitting someone and then just not, like, checking in on them.
He's just standing there.
He just stood there, like, or like didn't like follow up. Like, I, you know, not that I expected him to visit me in the hospital, but yeah, an inquiry?
Nothing?
No.
You got no.
So I just remember his feet and like, yeah. And like, excuse me, I was just splattered on your windshield.
Yeah.
I did break the glass with my skull. Yeah.
And then he ghosted you.
Yeah. I like can't even get a text back from the man who hit me with his car. Like.
Oh, my God. Did you have any moment in like your lucidity where you were like, I might die?
I remember trying to remember my birthday, like. I think it's like probably a survival coping mechanism. I just made some decisions. I wiggled my toes. This shows you what my priorities were at 21, but like,
not these gams. Yeah. You're not going to take these from me.
I wiggled my toes and was like,
smart. Okay,
okay,
my
walk.
Toe. That's what I always hear is like, that's what they check.
Yeah. And then they asked me my birthday. And then once I remembered my birthday, I like decided that there was no brain damage, although jury's still out on that one.
Yeah, but there's a lot to be said about just the things we tell ourselves.
Oh yeah, probably I was like, well, it was a big head injury and I probably sustained some frontal lobe damage and have some problems with maybe that's why I'm crying all the time. Maybe I have issues with impulse control, but I've asked like a few times. I was like, did everybody lie to me? No, but they did a CAT scan, all this, you know, so.
And they didn't see anything.
Got that big old alien noggin there.
Big head,
so
they'll protect us forever.
Yeah, but and I think my arm like broke a little bit of the fall on my head. So I broke the windshield with my
oh.
skull, but then I think my forearm kind
saved
of
saved you from getting
like additional, but enough that half my face was scraped off.
So
definitely
and look
not
at
a
that.
Good look. Yeah, no, I broke
I would
my
never
nose.
Know.
Yeah, I never even got a nose job or anything. They offered it, but it was like so long ago in Canada, and I they said that it might make my breathing worse, so I just said,
and you're
forget
like,
it.
Then what are you offering?
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't trust. Anyway, I didn't want to do anything. So yeah, I left the nose broken. I had some tattoos on my face. I got like lasered off from like the road.
Oh.
Like they goes, yeah. So,
oh, you had like road.
It. Road rash. Yeah.
Oh.
But that's it.
Technology is crazy.
I did feel like it was good. I felt like lucky to be alive. I did feel like, yeah, I did feel like a sense of, I could see people's fear looking at me because I looked disgusting.
Yeah.
But I knew I was going to heal. So I was like, I felt okay.
The entity
but,
wasn't
but I also
let you
felt
guys
like,
die.
My God, it could have been so much worse.
I mean,
you know,
what a blessing.
What a blessing.
What a way to.
What a blessing.
What a wrap up, I think.
What a wrap up. I'm still here. And yes. Life didn't go exactly the way I wanted after, but I'm still here. Because, you know, you're like sometimes like, I'm here for some greater purpose. And it's like, no, I'm just kind of here to like kind of hang out every day.
I think you have a great purpose. I think being funny is, you know what I this just occurred to me like the other day, because I'll sometimes go through. And granted, anytime something really bad happens, I think it's human to try to latch on to like, maybe there's a reason.
Yes.
And I'll sometimes go then like get negative and be like, I'm a fucking clown. Like, yeah. Is it my big purpose? Oh, your purpose is to make people laugh. But then I think about like Robin Williams and I'm like, he was so magical to people.
Oh, absolutely.
You know
Listen.
What I mean? And then not just that's just like the first example, but there's people who it's like, oh, it like it is. You know, I get worried about being like, I never want to be the self-important artist of like, my gift of laughter. But I'm like, no, I think when we are at our like best of doing what we do, it is providing a very important service.
Absolutely. And not just for like a paying audience, but for the people that we encounter day to day.
Yeah.
Which is why sometimes I'm like, well, you maybe made people laugh, but maybe you don't have to be such a bitch to your mom. You know what I mean? Like, you could be light and jovial with her as well, too.
The people that we're closest with, they bear the brunt
of course. Of course they do, you know, but basically that, like, that it doesn't even have to be like a thing about like
my big calling
or I have to be famous or whatever, but just that, like, oh yeah, are you gonna need people to laugh when aliens invade? Even more.
Yeah, when the apocalypse comes, World
yes!
War III. Yeah, it's like
even more, you need people keeping it light. I don't know if you could make a movie like I don't know. Do you know what movie I'm thinking of?
No.
Life is Beautiful.
La Vita è Bella.
Yeah.
My favorite.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but I wonder if like
if there's a new age version of that,
or would it feel like inappropriate? I think in these times, like, or would it feel like, because like, would it feel like you're trivializing such a big,
like you're mocking a huge,
you know,
issue.
Like could be, but it's,
I bet, because that was kind of before Twitter. I bet there were people who tried to say that about,
yeah,
that
I'm
movie.
Sure. I'm,
oh,
sure.
Oh, haha, a slapstick Holocaust movie.
Yes, exactly. Like that, or like, or how could you possibly? But like, let's forget the movie. I'm not even commenting on that. But that notion really impacted me.
Yeah.
Of like how you would, especially if you were trying to protect a child, or like trying to, oh gosh,
lighten up,
trying to, like, you know, I don't have kids, and I do think about like, oh gosh, I was thinking about that with the fires of like the, like of just like all the stuff that you worry about in your own life, and having to also like trying to preserve the innocence of a child, so they don't have to have experience like that kind of fear or whatever, right?
Must, yeah, because so you're like trying to mitigate fear. And you know what I've realized, I saw someone talking about how it's just a random person on Threads talking about how, like, every comedian is either mean funny or like angry funny or sad funny. And they were like, this comedian's this. But I was like, I think I'm fear funny. I think it turns on the most for me. Like, most of my stuff, like, it could be argued it's based in sadness, but I think it's like based in fear of like,
I believe there's only two emotions, love and fear, and that the others are sort of derivative of that. Like, oh. I believe that, or like, because anger is rooted in fears, and like, and,
yeah,
and there are like, there's definitely like a crossover there. But that thing of like having to be angry to be funny, I
don't buy it.
I don't buy it at all. Again, it's like this thing about trying to make everybody the same. I'm like, I love delighting in life. I like,
yeah, or being sad. Yeah. You have to be like, and I don't, get me wrong, I have been a sad lady at many a time, but like, you don't have to be this tortured.
No.
The world fucked me. You don't have to. Comedy doesn't have to come from like, I have to stick it to somebody, or like,
no,
it's the only way I experience joy. It's like,
no. And I think it depends on like what, like, I think my comedy persona is probably a more joyful version of myself.
Very joyous, you know,
but I
silly.
Guess I'm just masking. perhaps I'm masking or whatever.
Take off the mask.
Yeah, it's like, listen. Obviously, I'm no stranger to a depressive episode.
yeah, I'm alive.
But late. Uh oh.
She's.
Hey, this is what it feels like to have a bipolar manic in the family. Hey, why did it tell me? That wasn't even exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, uh-oh, did your watch just give you like a diagnosis?
Hey, thanks.
I thought it was like, when my watch will vibrate if my heartbeat gets low. I was like, are you getting so amped up that your watch is like, hey, you might be having a manic.
Yeah.
Imagine if your watch is like, I think you're bipolar.
Yeah. Jess has been trying to end this podcast for 35
no,
minutes now, and I won't stop talking.
No, this is, I wish we could go forever. We'll
cut it into two eps.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you
part
can.
Two.
Keep an emergency ep. When
yeah,
you,
keep one in the can.
Keep one in the can.
Keep it in the can. I don't
keep
know.
Keep it in the
feels
can.
Like that could
is
be
that
something.
Our, is that our?
And that circles catches? Back to the toilet, the cartoon toilet. Keep it in the can.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, that's the catchphrase.
If you can't afford therapy, keep it in the can.
You're
cry
like
on
you're
the toilet.
Over the toilet being like, I can't believe I got that drunk again. And
yeah, and that's how you stop. You keep it in the can.
Yeah, you don't tell anyone toilet. Oh, it stays in the can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I definitely want to have you back. Where can people follow you?
People can follow me at Inessa Comedy everywhere. Inessa Comedy. And you can also find me doing shows all over LA.
She's all over. Go see her. Incredible. Like I said, every side of comedy.
Wow.
Stand up, sketch, improv. You're literally one of my favorite people to watch. It's
yes.
So funny. Thank you for being here. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
We're going to go binge drink.
Wow.
Keep it in the can.
Keep it in the can.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Well, there you have it. That concludes this week's episode of Hey Idiots. I hope you learned something. I hope you laughed a little. Maybe you didn't learn anything. Maybe you're terrified, but I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you have not already, please leave a rating and a review. Share this episode with your friends because everyone's a little bit ignorant sometimes. You have something to say about a guest, if there was a guest. You have something to say about my nonsensical rants, if it was just me, or maybe my rants over a guest. Come over to the Facebook group. It's called Idiots. You can see it right there linked on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JMS Comedy. And yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being patient with my ignorance. Keep asking questions. The more we ask, the more we learn, the more we know, and the more we know, the more we can look down on others. And isn't that the point? See you soon, idiots.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.